as I say, we close down at 4 p.m. and I'm going to give you the mail address in just the mailing address in just a moment. But first of all, I'd like to say that we're closing down because, well, I'm closing the station down. The thing that's actually really sort of brought the decision about is internal difficulties and the fact that I've been messed around by people like John Dwyer, etc. And I've had enough of it. So I'm packing in and the station goes off and removing the transmitters because they're my property. And that's that, I'm afraid. And also, but the main thing that's done it, the main thing that's, I think the John Dwyer saga, or whatever you might call it, has just brought things to a head. It's been brewing for quite a while, and the main reason is the fact of the locations. But the John Dwyer saga, if it hadn't been possibly for this business, well, it may have, in fact, the station may have carried on for quite some time if we'd got on better together. But I'm afraid I've just had enough of it, really. The other thing is the locations, as I was saying. We haven't been offered transmitter locations on the Whittle, and we need them on the Whittle, but we haven't been offered any. I've asked over the air in the past, could anybody accommodate a Mearsland alternative radio transmitter? And there's just a lack, to my way of thinking, from the location's point of view anyway, and there's a lack of dedicated people, and there's not a lot of people showing interest. So I'm afraid, well, that's it. If there's a lack of support, well, that's it. I've made my decision that due to the lack of support, I'm closing the station down. Very unfortunate, but just one of those things. The main address, anyway, if anybody has tuned in, like, and they've possibly started thinking about things, and they might be able to offer us a location, a transmitter location, is MAR, if you've got your pen ready now, MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'll give you that again, that's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And if we're offered some good locations, some reasonably suitable ones, there is a possibility that we might return. But if we're not, well, I'm afraid that's it, because I'm not carrying on anymore with the present setup, because I've had enough of depending on the people that occupy the present transmitter location. I've had enough, and that's it. I've been messed around by them a bit, and I've had enough of it. I'm afraid that's the reason that the station is closing down. Another appropriate record now on this broadcast, which is very much a favourite of mine, and this is by George Harrison. Isn't it a pity? I think it's a bit of an appropriate record, really. See. Well, apologies if that's been going like that for that length of time. Apologies if it's been going for any length of time.
Yeah.
quarter to three now, and that's George Harrison, and Isn't It a Pity, a very appropriate record for the closing down broadcast of Merseyland Alternative Radio. And we leave the air at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and we're defunct as from then, as from then, and we're probably, most likely, I would say, we'll never return. And I'm Bert Williams, I'm making a closing down broadcast. I haven't actually said this before, admitted this before, but I'm supposed to be the head of the station, but and I'm closing it down anyway because I've made the decision that I'm packing it in and that's it. I'm supposed to be the head of the station, but I'm probably not really, because most of the DJs on the station anyway just do anything they like. They do. But my main reasons for making the decisions are the decision to close the station are that, well, we haven't been offered any transmitter locations on the Whittle. That's places to broadcast from, houses, flats or whatever. So if you've got anywhere and you might be able to help out, I'd be pleased to hear from you. But it's going to take a lot of things to save the situation now, because things have just got out of hand and gone too far. But the things that speeded up my decision is the general situation with the station, general internal situation. I mean, for a start, if you listen to the station in any DJ, any detail, you'll have a job to find a DJ who has any good comments to make about Bert Williams. They just, I'm just sort of taken for granted, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But you'll have a job, really. Bert Williams on the station, you're just supposed to be the joke of the station. So I'm afraid it's not a very good setup really from my point of view. World Without Love now by Peter and Gordon. I must admit, anyway, I'm not staying on the station without gratitude, where there's no gratitude for my ability to bring the transmission side to you, all the listeners. So I'm packing in, and that's it, I'm afraid.
I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world
without gratitude.
Birds sing out a tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while, I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I lose, so baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside. What they say, I won't stay in a world without love. They say I won't stay in a world without love.
And Gordon there, and a world without gratitude, love I should say. I'm getting used to the word gratitude because I've been using it a bit, you see, because what I was saying before is, nobody seems to show any gratitude on the station for Bert Williams, They don't. So I'm packing in, and the station's going up, I'm afraid. What was I going to say? Anyway, one of the things is, as I've been saying before, we're closing down. I'm closing the station down because, well, we're not able, we haven't had any, well, not any, but we haven't had many offers of locations, and we've hardly had any offers of locations, transmitter locations, on the Wirral, unfortunately. But if you, anyway, if you live on the Wirral and you're able to offer Merseyland Alternative Radio, you're able to accommodate a transmitter, Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter, which is about the size of a radiogram. It would take up about that much space for a transmitter and the various other equipment. We'd be pleased to hear from you, and there may be some remote possibility, but I'm afraid things are all getting out of hand now, and things have gone a bit too far. But you might just save the situation if you write in and you offer us a place to broadcast from, either a house or a flat or your place or whatever. You might just save the situation, you never know. Anyway, I'm going to give you the mail and address after the next record, and this is No Matter How I Try, another appropriate record for this broadcast, this closing down broadcast, because I've found that no matter how I try, I just can't make the situation work. There's all these internal problems, and that's it. I've been messed around right, left and centre, and I'm afraid I can't get it through. The message across, like I've told the likes of John Dwyer and so on, about his unreliability and that, but he just doesn't take any notice. To three now, and we've got about 1 hour 5 minutes to go before this wavelength becomes silent. Very unfortunate, and we leave the air. Rather unfortunate, but just one of those things. And this is the Merseyland Alternative Radio closing down broadcast. And I'm Bert Williams, and I've decided to close the station down for reasons I've explained. I'm playing all my favourite records at the moment, because this is the last time that they may be heard. And as I said, it's 5 minutes to three. And the reasons that I said we're closing down is a large number of reasons, really. I mean, there is some bad, I may as well admit this, it's not a very nice thing to say, but I'm afraid there's bad feeling on my part towards John Dwyer and so on. And there's various other things that come into it as well. And the main factor, though, is the fact that we haven't been offered any transmitter locations on the Whittle, and this has made me decide, well, that's it, you know, I've had enough of the situation. But there is a possibility, if you've got a place that we might be able to use, that you might be able to save the situation if you write in, and I'll be giving you the mail address after this next record, which is by Jerry and the Pacemakers. But I'll try and give you a typical example of the sort of thing I mean, like with John Dwyer, for example. He says, well, there's this thing, you see, he's supposed to deliver a thing concerning the station to my place on a certain day in the week. And I told him a message it is, basically put it down as a message. Well, it's a bit of I may as well be honest, it's a bit of finance, actually, for some of the fellas, a few pound out of the advertising revenue for them helping out with the running of the station. He's supposed to deliver it at my place on a certain day, and I told him plainly in the past that it's I'm getting fed up with it, but he hasn't took any notice. He hasn't, and he couldn't even take the trouble last week to drop me a note and let me know what the situation was or anything. He just doesn't seem to care, like, as long as he's on the air. That's all that seems to matter to John Dwyer. Anyway, playing all my favourite records, and this is Jerry and the Pacemakers, and I'll be giving you the mail address